Being poor is expensive. A 2016 United Way report found 26% of families in Erie County earned income above the federal poverty level, yet could not afford basic necessities to survive. These people aren't destitute, and maybe because they're not, their plight goes unnoticed. They are assisted limited income constrained employed, or ALICE. The same report also showed 60% of families in the city of Buffalo faced financial hardship. United Way CEO Michael Weiner says when discussions are made about eliminating poverty, these people are left out of the conversation.
How often as a community do we talk about families that are going to work every day, living paycheck to paycheck, taking care of their families?
Raising the minimum wage or having more jobs that pay better in Western New York could be a start. With a majority of jobs in the region paying under $20 an hour, it is not surprising many of these families struggle to afford basic needs.
A lot of the summer camps. Pale does a lot of groups down there, too, between baseball, basketball, tennis. They do a lot of things down there for the kids. So, yeah, then you find out how many kids are actually in the neighborhood.
Jeff and Tiffany Domros live in a quaint South Buffalo neighborhood bordering Cazenovia Park. Jeff works as a maintenance technician, and Tiffany is a stay-at-home mother. They have 10 kids, five who still live in their two-story house they have lived in for the past 31 years. Despite owning their home, with only one avenue of income and five children in the house, including one with special needs, Tiffany Domros says times have been tough for the family.
Usually most of your bills are due the first 2 weeks of the month. So usually if there's any extra for school supplies for clothes that the kids might need, it's going to fall into technically the third week, because with all the bills being due around the same time, to budget it, it only leaves you so much.
Domro says bills are paid in order of importance. Since they own their home, equity, gas, water, and electricity bills come first. But there are still many more bills which need to be paid. She says even if she were to get a job, the money would go towards childcare. At several points over the years, Jeff was unemployed. Requiring unemployment benefits, his pay was cut in half. This led to even more bill juggling and eventual credit card debt. When he eventually found work, some of his money was garnished to pay off the debt.
So for almost 2 years, they took the food bank 10% of my check.
Not being able to afford basic necessities like food, the Domroses began going to the Food Bank of Western New York, now called Feed More Western New York. Communications Director Catherine Schick says for people living at or just above the poverty line, one setback can have a snowball effect on finances.
It is that one unexpected crisis, whether that's a medical crisis, whether that's a sudden loss of a job or a layoff at a job. It's really only one unexpected crisis takes to be in need of food assistance.
Learning to be frugal throughout the years has helped the Domroses navigate their precarious financial situation.
Things are looking up because everything is the steady income, so I adjust it so everything is paid, and if there's extra, the lowest bill gets paid. And that's the only way to climb up and out to get stable.
The Domroses' story could mirror the stories of families living on the north, west, and east sides of the city. Any color, any creed. Poverty does not discriminate. In order to get working poor families needed services, Weiner reiterates the point about needing a larger spotlight on families like the Domroses, but cautions there isn't a magic elixir to solve these problems all at once.
I think that there's something to say about what is an acceptable working wage to help families so that they can manage their basic needs, you know, including housing and child care and transportation and health care and food and all those things. And there's no easy answer for that.
Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.